This is Triple M Australia Today, back after 9 this morning, and Steve Price is there. Morning, Steve.
G'day there. How are you, Moffy?
Very well, mate. A federal parliament sits today, and the federal ICAC's going to be on the agenda.
It's going to be called NAC, which is not a great acronym, is it, when you think about it? National Corruption Commission. They've got a few problems. The crossbench and the Greens don't like the legislation they've seen so far, and that's because it is only going to be, in quotation marks, under exceptional circumstances that hearings into a corrupt individual will be heard in public. Now, I think what the Teals, Independents in particular, and also the Greens thought was, oh no, this is going to be a star chamber. You're going to name someone who potentially has done something corrupt in politics. You'll have a public hearing. You only need to think about New South Wales, where three premiers have lost their jobs over allegations put before the Crime Commission. That's Gladys Berejiklian, of course, Barry O'Farrell and Nick Greiner. In the case of Gladys Berejiklian, we've still not heard the report back on allegations about her and her association with Darryl McGuire. She was publicly named and forced in the end to step down as Premier. Ironically, she's now working at Optus, so she may have walked out of the fry pan into the fire when you think about that one. But this legislation is going to have a rocky road now through the Parliament. It'll get through the lower house because Labor's got the numbers. But I think you're going to see a real Barney go on in the Senate. And I think negotiations between people like David Pocock, an independent, the Greens, and other independents like Jackie Lambie and Pauline Hanson's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
The other thing as well is this cashless debit card. Looks like it's going to be scrapped.
Well, that's Labor policy, and plenty of people in regional and rural, particularly remote rural communities, don't think that that's a good idea. Cashless debit card works in the way that it was intended to work, and that was that you could not buy alcohol or gamble, and you could only get a certain amount of cash. The rest of the money needed to be spent on essentials like clothing and food. It always seemed to me to be, I thought, a pretty good idea. But opponents to the card say you're discriminating. It's a discriminatory piece of legislation, and the card doesn't let people do with their money what they want. When you think about it that way, I mean, would you or I be all that happy about part of our salary being quarantined and only being able to use for certain things? No, we wouldn't be. But is it helping out in those communities? People who live out there, many of them say yes, it is. It's just another way that government interferes in people's lives. But if it's protecting young Indigenous children in particular out in those communities, I think it's a pretty stupid thing to do to axe it, to be honest.
What else is coming up after 9, mate?
Well, talk about the excise on fuel. That comes off at midnight tonight, so going into tomorrow. But the estimates are there's about 5 days of excise free fuel in tanks or tankers. So you should not see that immediate 22 to 25 cents a litre go back on, and probably until sometime next week, but that'll be a pain when it does. We'll have the latest on the Optus breach with calls by Mick Fuller, the former police commissioner in New South Wales, that Optus used their executive Gladys Berejiklian to manage that sort of crisis. And of course it is grand final week, so we'll go west again and talk about the great match Sunday night with the Parramatta Eels taking on the Penrith Panthers.
Fantastic, mate. We'll catch you after 9. Have a good day.
Cheers.
Steve Price and Australia Today, back after 9 this morning, 1300 23 99 99, the number. You can email as well, australiatoday@sca.com.au.